and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land.
Yes, shall we? Hallelujah. Praise his great name. And
this land, and he's calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? We say yes, Lord.
Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. We're glad to have you in here, most certainly. Praise Yahweh. You know why? Because we've got an important message for you tonight. We're going to read you a vision that a suicidal victim, she died. She went into the afterlife. And she was told that she had to come back and finish her course. What she tells tonight is I'm going to share it with you. And if you can bear it, the Bible says that the righteous are taken from the wrath to come. She tried to get out. She was a righteous woman. She couldn't face tomorrow. She was despondent, depressed. She was oppressed by the devil. She had a bad relationship. She had a lot of things that she thought that she needed to die about. But someone who directed her back to this earth told her that before she came back, she would see what the future was. The immediate future, this is the immediate future, she was told that she would see. Now, what's the cause of all the natural disasters? The world filled with violence, population bomb is ticking away, the apocalyptic prophecy of the end is being discussed a lot, true history. has been hidden from us. Future history is uncertain. In China, growing, over 1 billion people, over 300 million plus, or 100 million, I'm sorry, plus three, as in the millions of their militia, and they are needing to expand. They're starving. Our violence, visions of judgments, the red, the white, and the black horse, I've discussed those things. Fire, a prophecy in its time. We're going to read you, like I say, a vision that we're going to share with you. And ladies and gentlemen, this vision is not pretty at all. Her name is Mrs. Sarah Hoffman. She committed suicide in 1979. I'd like to read her story to you tonight, if you don't mind, and tell you what she saw that was laid up before the end of the world. Now, she was told she would see this before she came back to where she had been. She was not permitted to stay. It appears that 911 was a trigger mechanism to start the end time, with man assisting in the destruction of the earth, as I've a lot of times indicated to you that the Bible would say that the earth is going to have a fire kindled when he returns. He said, what if the fire's already kindled? Mrs. Hoffman was permitted to have a panoramic view of the earth. And when it came into view, as she raced closer back to earth, and she resisted all within her, she knew she was coming back to earth. She was told that she had to come back and finish her earth life, but first, she would be shown the end of the world. Now, you can take this with a grain of salt. I don't believe everything that I hear. I certainly don't believe everything I read, and I'm not reading this for you and her testimony. She gave it to several people. But it caused her very much concern. I knew that this was a way to help me make my decision to come back to Earth. I didn't think I had anything to live for. My terrible life, because part of me wanted to go back to the beautiful spirit world of paradise that I had just been thrown out of. I was damned if I did and damned if I didn't. And so I committed suicide in 1979 to get over my misery. I thought it would be the end, but it was only the beginning of a strange and horrifying nightmare that lasted quite some time. It just seemed to me that it lasted for ages. It was just like that it was played out like I was watching a DVD or a videotape in fast motion. Yet I could assimilate and see everything clearly and perfectly, and I had full retention of what I had saw and what I was shown and what I was spoken to. I saw the whole world, and then I began to see various countries. I don't know any of the countries in the world at that time very well, but as I looked at these lands, I instinctively, somehow, knew that these countries that I was looking at was the Middle East. And I watched as a missile flew up from Libya, and it hit Israel with a big mushroom cloud. I knew that the missile was actually fired by Iran. The people from Iran had been hiding it in Libya, and they are the ones that fired it. I instinctively somehow knew this. I don't know how. I knew that it was a nuclear weapon. Almost immediately, as if on cue, missiles started flying from one country to another, and quickly it spread all over the world. I also saw that many nuclear explosions did not come from missiles, but from ground bombs or some kind of bombs that I knew that in the future there would be a nuclear war throughout the world, and this is how it would start. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been on record many times to tell you that it would probably start through a false flag, through deception, because man, in his greed and his evil nature, you won't believe. Oh, yes, probably you would. I play a little song about the sheep, the dumb sheep. Oh, I just wish the sheep could wake up in time to save our planet. There's going to be an intervention according to the Bible, but it's as a result of coming back to destroy them that destroy the earth. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, this vision couldn't be too far out. Nuclear war would be one of the most destructive mechanisms for the devil to bring about large loss of life. And yet, the earth could survive nuclear weapons in almost every country. Some of them. If they were in hardened underground cavities, just like I have been warning you that certain countries in the world expect this to happen, and they're prepared for it, and when they do, they're going to hide until the world destroys itself, and then they will emerge at the proper time. They got plenty of food. It's a nuclear holocaust. My focus changed from the Middle East suddenly to America. Now, here's what I really want you to think about. You see, America's been very innocent since the Civil War. We have sent our soldiers over. We've dropped bombs on foreign countries. Millions of people have died as a result of Allied bombing, the United States in the leadership. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of men and women have been unmercifully killed just because we could do it. I know it was justified. World War I, World War II, and soon coming World War III that I've often talked about. I knew that I was about to see in America some of the things that would lead to the nuclear holocaust that I had just witnessed abroad, beginning in the Middle East. As I looked upon the continent of North America, I zeroed in on the East Coast, and particularly, I knew it was New York City. It was a huge city, and I saw all of its buildings and all people, the buildings come crashing to earth with tremendous smoke, debris, dust. I saw a woman holding little girl's hand and running from the crashing buildings. The lady, I can remember vividly, she had long, dark hair past her shoulders, curled inward a little. She had on a beige business suit, heels of a slightly darker color, and I could remember this when I emerged from the vision. It stood out in my mind of a typical American mother trying to flee from the wrath. Of course, she didn't make it, and neither did her children. But running from the fallen buildings and the heavy smoke and dust, and they were forced to let go of the hands of their mother, and thereby they got separated. The little girls, who were 6 or 7 years old, clearly were terrified. They were screaming, "Mommy, Mommy." And it stuck in my mind. Why had I given up? Why had I killed myself? Why was I being subjected to having to see this when I died to escape it? I didn't understand. I could still see the face of the lady clearly, and I could identify her if I saw a picture. That's how vivid she stands in my mind. I could describe her to an artist, and they could draw her as exactly if they had the ability. I asked if an earthquake had caused the building to fall down, and the impression I had was no. But I still don't know what caused them to fall. The next thing I felt was that shortly after, there was no commerce, no shopping, no buying, no spending. I was so impressed that there was no economy. The economy had failed completely, and no one had any money because money was of no value. The next thing I saw, I began to see large congregations of people begin to fall suddenly down violently sick, and they were dying. And I screamed inside of my heart as I saw this carnage and death. I wanted to die myself, and I couldn't. I screamed at the top of my voice for someone to hear me, and yet no one paid any attention to me. The economy had failed, and now people were falling victims. And I began to see the particular places, and I was shown four cities in almost an instant and a flash. I saw New York City, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, and Salt Lake. The disease started by having white blisters. Some the size of dimes appeared on their hands and arms and face, and this quickly developed into white puffy sores and blisters. They would stumble about and fall. And there I watched in horror as many died within a short time, over a span of less than 24 hours. They were dead. I also saw other people with blood coming from their nose, their mouth, the eyes and the ears, just like a percussion or an explosion of something left them startled and addled with blood dripping from their nose, their mouth, their ears, and the eyes. And some of the sicknesses seemed like started with a flu-like virus, and it spread very quickly, faster than the other white blister diseases. The people who had this disease died even faster and more merciful. This was more widespread across the United States. There were hundreds of thousands of people stricken with these two diseases, and I saw it spread all over the United States. I knew that these were diseases that were different, and there were several kinds, but at first, primarily, these two came from small containers set by someone that had brought them into the United States. These containers were like quart jars, very small. And I was impressed that the people carrying them would just drop them on the ground in large areas for large crowds of people, and the people would become infected almost immediately without realizing it. In these cities that the disease spread, the people tried to flee from the cities out into the countryside. There was complete chaos in the cities and a breakdown of normal society. There was no electricity. I don't know why or how that came to be. There were cars piled up everywhere. They were blocking the roadways, and most people were resorting to walking out with nothing, aimlessly milling about in a dazed state and a confused mind. The disease started to spread among those initial cities, and it spread all over the United States with a tremendous loss of life. Now, this is a lady that died to get out of this and had to come back and look at this in a vision. She knew it was a vision. As the people were fleeing the cities, there were great rival gangs that began to attack the innocent and the helpless. They started killing them in the cities, and those who were struck with diseases. There was complete chaos, looting, rioting, murdering, a complete breakdown of law and order. Many people seemed to go absolutely crazy. I sensed that the electricity had failed everywhere and there was nothing. Nothing was running. There was no communication. There was no contact with any legal sources anywhere in the country. Nothing worked. No radios. No televisions. I watched people throw rocks and break windows and steal TVs. Literally, they would run over each other to steal something out of a furniture store. And I couldn't believe how these people would resort in the time of such drastic problems that I could see that we were having all over the United States and in the world. I couldn't understand why they would steal TVs and carry out anything that they deemed of value. I thought it was crazy because none of it would work. Immediately as I watched the happenings in the United States, I was instantly sucked back to the United States, or from the United States, back to the Middle East. Again, I saw things happening in Israel, the same source, and I realized that this was the same type of diseases of sickness happening in the United States that was now happening in the Middle East. I felt like it was some type of biological chemicals that had been dispersed by someone, and people were dying by literally the thousands, and in my mind I knew it was more like in millions. I knew that whatever that disease that I had saw in the United States was also affecting the Middle East. This lasted for only an instant, and I was again sucked back into a vacuum into the United States. There was a tremendously long, painful winter that lasted well into the summer. Nothing was growing. It caught everyone by surprise and started a full famine. Actually, I realized that the long winter actually just increased the famine that greatly had failed to its measure, because the famine had already been in progress because of the storms, the droughts, the floods, and other plagues that had gradually gotten worse with nobody panicking. And what I had seen that had been happening gradually over a few years led up to a total famine with nothing to eat. And the ones that had stuff to eat were being literally shredded and ripped apart because they tried to protect their food from these roving gangs and hungry people. Oh, how my heart yearned to go back to the peaceful spiritual setting I had just come to. And I thought, this is the penalty of committing suicide. And yet I had no guilt. I only had a longing to go back to which I had been permitted to enter into the spirit world. And here I was, feeling just as bad or worse than I had before I committed suicide and killed myself. I knew I was dead. I had entered into the spirit world, and there I was taken under wing, and I was told certain things that I must go back and finish my lifetime, which is exactly what I was shown. And I was shown the end of the world, and I was told to stand still and see it. Everything failed. There was no running water. No communication, no food, no cooking. People were moaning and groaning. People were sick. They were literally vomiting in the street from this long, drawn-out affair that I kept seeing over and over. Droughts, floods, plagues, famine, hunger, thirst, people committing suicide, people begging to die. People were literally praying in the streets on their knees. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think worried people will pray when it's too late, this prophecy, you just may live to see it yourself. There was no food. I saw people trying to get food, and they were completely panicked because there was no food. I saw people digging in the ground for earthworms and eating them because they were so hungry. Also, during this time, I became aware that there was very little water and that all of the water had become poisoned, so that if a person drank the water, they would get diseases and die. Many people, even knowing that they would die, still drank the water as a way out because they were so thirsty and so delirious. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, this is awful. Some people seem to go completely berserk and crazy. They wandered around in gangs, killing people just for the sake of killing. The people begged to them to kill them, and I was horrified as the roving gangs obliged them. Others kill for what morsel of food that they could steal from someone or from someplace. The people who just killed, just to kill, were absolutely horrible. They seemed like beasts. They acted like completely rabid animals, completely out of control. They raped, they looted, they burned, and they butchered people and literally ate their organs from their body. I was appalled. I screamed, and yet no one heard me. I prayed all that was in me, Father, let this end. Please. I saw them go into homes and drag innocent people out of their homes who were hiding there. They raped them and butchered them and ate them in the street, just like they were having a picnic. I was horrified. There was such a fear and hatred that came up on the people, the families, wives, husbands. Their loving ties no longer mattered. It became survival only. And their husbands would kill their wives and children for food and water. And you said, oh, Pastor Buddy, this woman is out of her mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you that there's nothing new under the sun. For what is to be has already been. Israel, the famine in Israel got so severe that mothers, you wouldn't think that a mother would resort to eating her child, but they swapped and alternated among certain groups and gangs, just like this woman's describing. Their husbands would go insane from hunger and thirst, and they would drink literally the blood of their own children out of a cup as they dipped into their internal organs and pulled out internal organs and ate them raw in the street. I was so sick. Hatred. Mothers would kill their children and absolutely act horrible beyond description. I could not understand it. I had never in such all of my life and all of my misery that I'd had in my life ached and hurt and desired to die. Oh, why did you let me come back? I cried. I screamed to the top of my voice. I realized how many, if not most, of the cities were beginning to have groups which were small, maybe 100 people or so, but in other groups there seemed to be several thousand. I realized that somehow many, if not most of the cities, were emitting light that had been established just before the disease struck, and that they were very organized. It was like they had known something was coming, and they had prepared for it. I didn't see who had organized them. I did not know. But I saw many people struggling to get to them with nothing but what they could carry. These cities of light had food and were sharing their food. With those who joined them in the groups, there was peace and safety, and they prayed constantly in prayer chains. They never ceased praying night and day. They were living in tents. They were living under automobiles. At any place they could find a blanket, they would cover a pole. And yet there were food. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who was feeding them. But it was like the people that I noticed that the gangs, they avoided these groups. They seemed to be almost repelled by some strange energy. Many people in these cities of light had guns to defend themselves with, and so the gangs left them alone. But it seemed more like that the gangs did not want to come against them. I realized that these cities of light, and it was not like a light that was on the street lamps. It was different. I could see auras emitting from these people that prayed and humbled themselves and seeked the Creator as they cried and moaned daily. All night long they would pray until they would fall out. And then someone would pick up the prayers, and they kept it going 24 hours a day. I realized something somewhere else, however. I don't know where they went all of a sudden, but I seem to think that they had gathered in the mountains to the high places. As I was looking at the cities of light, I saw missiles coming and hitting some cities with mushroom clouds. They started over the United States. Some were from missiles that I knew came from Russia. Others were missiles and bombs that had already been hidden and placed in the United States. They were hidden in trucks and in cars and in trains. And they exploded. I specifically saw Los Angeles, Las Vegas hit, along with New York. New York was hit with a missile, and I think that Los Angeles was hit by a truck bomb, or actually several, because I didn't see any missiles, but it was huge explosions. I also saw north of Salt Lake City, my hometown, a giant mushroom cloud raise up over the city, and death prevailed over the city. In the darkness, I saw little fireballs. I don't know what happened, but they were little mushroom clouds. There were millions falling everywhere. They were very hot, of different sizes, size of a golf ball. and as they fell from the sky, they left a streak of flame and smoke and carnage behind. Powerful little round balls. Wherever they touched, they started a fire. People were on fire. Buildings, trees, grass, it didn't matter. Everything burned with almost like an unstoppable flame. Also, almost right on top of these mushroom clouds, I saw Russian troops invaded the United States. I saw them parachuting out of airplanes, primarily on the East Coast and their invasion routes. I then directed my attention back to the West Coast, and I saw Chinese troops invade from the West Coast near Los Angeles. These people, who were still alive, picked up guns and started fighting them with their own guns. But I didn't see one military officer fighting for the United States. But I saw hundreds of thousands of civilians with guns, with axes, and with hammers, and things of this nature as they fought against the invading forces after the nuclear onslaught. This was nuclear war. I had seen it earlier, and I knew it was happening all over the world, like I had been previously shown. But I didn't see much of the war. I was impressed that it was not very long that the Russians and the Chinese were soundly defeated, and they lost. I don't know how exactly that happened. Now, a large column of smoke turned to be very thick, heavy, and dark. Just as things appeared to be as bad as they could get, then a massive earthquake happened during the winter. It seemed that this was the winter following the very long one, and so the chaos that had been for almost a full year, the earthquake seemed to start into the west around Idaho and Wyoming, and then quickly spread toward the northwest coast. I saw huge earthquakes strike Utah and California. There were earthquakes all over California. They were especially devastating in the Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley and in the San Francisco areas, with the oceans rushing in, steaming and boiling water. These quakes triggered volcanoes all over the West. They started spewing tremendous amounts of ash and smoke in the air because the air became very dark and dirty, and the sun was darkened even more because of the smoke and the ash that started raining down on people everywhere. I could still remember the sooty faces of people who were trying to stagger along and find their way, trying to find a meal or something to hide themselves. I saw a big ball of water, a wall of water, taller than many buildings and perhaps as high as 20 to 30 feet, sweep over Salt Lake City. Water. I thought, that's strange, because it was so far from the ocean. And I thought, how could a wave from the ocean travel all the way to my hometown of Salt Lake City? I was impressed that it was not from the ocean, but from the ground. I quickly saw great cracks in the earth and fissures open up around Salt Lake City, and the water just shot up from the ground like giant hoses spraying walls of water in canyons and places where that it could be directed into the city of Salt Lake. I felt that under the ground, very deep aqueducts were opening up. I saw cracks I saw many buildings that were devastated by the rush of water. And there was a tremendous destruction with hardly anything left at all, and just a few buildings, and the water went from Idaho down to near Cedar City, and it was very bad. In the cities, there was great destruction, and most of the buildings were destroyed, and there was a lot of rubble and carnage and death. Horses and cattle and animals and dogs and cats and pets were stranded and desperate. Disease, floods, and volcanoes, tidal waves killed many people. Most people died because of the gangs and the tremendous looting that went on as people were hungry and desperate and panicked. They killed each other and anything that they could devastate or kill to eat, they would eat it, including dogs and cats. I couldn't believe it. Then I thought a moment about what I was seeing, and the earth itself had become sickened at the terrible things that were happening upon it and was finally reacting. I was impressed that the earth wanted to cleanse itself of the terrible chaos and evil that had engulfed the people. Because of the volcanoes erupting everywhere, there was now ash mixed with heavy smoke. Ash was falling and it was almost complete darkness everywhere, and I couldn't even see the sun. The diseases had come so very bad, and I saw people literally die on their feet. And I thought, how merciful. I had no sympathy. I even prayed that I die and escape. And I prayed for mercy upon all that I saw the suffering. I asked my Heavenly Father to take their life also. I saw red blotches on the people, and they quickly started bleeding everywhere from the openings. And they would literally disintegrate or melt into unrecognizable masses of flesh and bone. I cannot even believe to describe what I saw with the dead everywhere. After this terrible winter, I saw the survivors pile up the dead into huge piles and burn them. The smell was absolutely horrible. I could smell it just a little, and the smell itself would make you sick. Burning of rotten, stinking flesh. Putrid. I have never, and I never again want to smell anything so horrible. The burning of these bodies had happened during the chaos. And after the chaotic times were over, people had to resort that were worrying about survival. They would actually go through the bodies and select those that were still, they figured, edible. And oh, how sad it was. I said, Father, why have you permitted this to come up on the United States? To which he replied, these people became arrogant and proud, unthankful and unholy, full of sin and evil as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. I then saw a series of tremendous earthquakes all over the world. It wasn't a lot of separate earthquakes. It was all part of one huge, gigantic earthquake that shook the entire planet. Because of this earthquake, water came up on the land all over the world. Huge walls of water all along the coast. This earthquake and the vibrations and the repercussions from this earthquake created walls of water that had made the early ones that I saw pale by comparison. I don't United States into two parts, or if this was part of the worldwide quake or not, but I do know that I then saw a tremendous wind come up on the earth. As the wind hit, I saw people go into caves and into dens and into rocks to escape what was happening. It was tremendous, and it blew trees and everything away in its path. It appeared to be stronger than any hurricane or tornado or hurricane that I'd ever seen. It seemed like everything was blown away. I understood, without asking, what the great worldwide earthquake and the wind was somehow caused by a huge object, like a planet or something that had come very close to the earth and disrupted everything that was near it or near the end of what was happening. And then all of a sudden, I was back into space, viewing the entire earth from a distance. I then saw this huge fireball, 2 or 3 times bigger than the earth, approach the earth. It was extremely bright red and gold in color, and it then engulfed the entire earth. And when I saw this, because it was so different than anything else I had witnessed, I then asked what it was, and I was impressed to understand that it was the burning of the earth that is described in the scriptures. I understood that just before it came, that the Messiah had appeared on the earth, and that the good people that I had seen earlier that were praying and asking Him to come and save them was somehow invoked in light, and the fire, it seemed like, had no effect upon them, just like it was in the days of Shadrach, Abednego, Meshach, and Abednego. It seemed like that they were immune from fire. And I thought, finally, someone cares. And I realized how much my Savior cared for me, that I shouldn't have died. I shouldn't have ran. I should have been a better person. I should have prayed, and I should have fasted like I'd always been impressed to, and yet I'd put it off for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what is known as the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. Are we in those days? Are we getting close? Through the greed and the lust and the evil and the anger and the resentment of the wicked who would do anything, including destroying the earth, to rule just because they relish the power that goes with rulership. It is like the proverb, "Hail is never full. It has enlarged its borders to receive the wicked and those that fail to repent." Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're calling on you right now. Pray to Him. "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways," the Bible is promising that He will hide you in the palm of His hand. Are you ready for what's coming on this earth? Do you really believe that the Bible is true when it says it will be a time of trouble such as never was? In the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, beginning, with the sign of the end times. Waves of the sea roaring. We're talking about mega waves. We're talking about things dying in the sea. It's already happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's now. The signs are fulfilling. Time is coming to where we're going to have to be responsible for how we have treated our earth and our Creator and our other fellow loved ones. Are we going to make it? Are we going to escape? The Bible said, count it a blessing to be worthy to escape. Pray that you escape. Pray that your flight be not in the winter. She saw these terrible visions of the winter. People were cold. They were trying to hide. Miss Sarah hid her face, and yet she was told to look. Needless to say, she did not ever attempt suicide anymore. She was sent back. She survived. She was dead. She was pronounced dead. And yet, within 5 minutes of the time that she had departed, she was having a vision, and when she was awakened from this vision, she recovered, and now she's doing all she can to get people ready, going and speaking to groups, telling them and warning them to flee from the wrath to come. Do you believe it? Are you heading for the mountains? Have you repented? Are you baptized in the great and the magnificent and the most magnanimous name of Yahweh? Are you ready? The fire is already kindled, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible talks about nuclear destruction. We've had it in the past. We've had famine so extensive and so awful that mothers have ate their own children. You say, well, it won't happen here. I can go to Wally World. I can get my groceries down at Kroger or the A&P. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to come a time if you are not prepared. The Bible said, when you see these things, flee into the mountains. And this is what she was told. As she watched it, she said it said it was like a videotape or a DVD player, that she had no power over the controls. She wanted to stop it. She screamed, but nobody listened. She prayed, and nobody heard her. What are you going to do in the time of trouble such as never was? Are you going to make it? Have you prepared? Have you thought about it? Oh no, I live here. I'm going to get up in the morning and go to the swimming pool. I'm going to the racetrack. I'm going to the ball game. The Bible said, make sure that this day don't come upon you unaware. As they were in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and being merry until the flood came. The door was shut and they all perished and were taken out. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when it was nothing but liquid brimstone that literally blowed the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, into smithereens. There's nothing now but a dry seabed where the cities used to be, plunged to the bottom, and now the brine, salty, decaying matter of the Dead Sea, where nothing lives, where minerals and ash deposit is rich, of the bodies of the disobedient. Did you know that the Bible says, if you fail to keep my Sabbaths and honor my festivals? Did you know that Yahweh could have mercy upon you just for being obedient? But if you're disobedient, unthankful, and unholy, you'll be turned into hell with all nations that forget the Father. I gotta go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877 289-7439. And Brother Paul, my brother in Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. Give us a call here tonight at the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'm live here on a Wednesday evening. Call me. Talk to me. Area code 423-626-2172. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB. Yahweh keep you from the wrath to come. And I love you.
Went through the fans, looking for some friends. Tom saw me scram, so he brought me back again, cause I'm alive. Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa gonna take you to the promised land. Ba 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 we're lambs.
Ba 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 we're lambs.
Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs, you know, and brothers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 we're lambs. Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him in the promised land. Ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba ba ba. He's got a pocket lens, you know, and robbers can't steal from his hand. Ba, ba, ba.